Hello, Mixed Nut Cases. This is Nuke Chess, and I've got another dinner and a movie for the dog days of podcasting. And today, I'm going to give you a spoiler-free review of The Suicide Squad. Yes, I have been very excited for this movie, but very anxious because as much as there are some DC properties that I really, really love, because, like, actually, there's a lot of DC properties I really, really love, their movies don't have a great track record, especially recently. And Harley Quinn is one of my all-time favorite characters. And I was really scared that they were going to screw it up because Suicide Squad is basically the Harley Quinn show. I mean, you wouldn't really be interested in a Suicide Squad if they didn't have Harley involved. It's always a lot more fun with her. And she's a fantastic character. So there's some nitpicks I have for the movie, of course. There's some certain physics things that I didn't like and a couple of little things. And there's one scene where Mr. J kills somebody, but I really think it should have been Harley killing the person and Mr. J watching and just being completely tickled by it. That would have been a lot more in character, but everything else seemed pretty good. She didn't do the voice, and I'm glad she didn't because nobody's going to get that voice right, you know? And the voice I'm talking about is the very distinctive Harley Quinn from the animated series, you know? What's her name? I'm suddenly blanking on her name. I'll tell you in a minute. Anyway, this is, you know, it's the Mr. Chase, you know, voice. And it's so distinctive that unless you're Veronica Jaguar, because I've heard her do it, and she does a really good Arlene Sorkin, is it? Yeah, Arlene Sorkin. So, unless you're Arlene Sorkin, you're not gonna do it. unless you can do it really, really well, you just shouldn't do it because all people are gonna do is complain that you didn't do it right. So I'm glad that they did, that she didn't. And I think that, oh, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Hinden Walsh. Oy vey. Sorry, Wikipedia did not have it in the proper order. Anyway, everybody knows that voice. You know what I'm talking about. So, if you can't do it, don't do it. And they didn't. So they got the character pretty darn right in my book. There's a lot of things that, for some reason, her shorts keep changing throughout the movie. Like, sometimes they're, like, full-on thongs, and sometimes they're boy shorts. And there's a bunch of consistencies that are wrong, and I think that the editing, made it very choppy. I'd love to see what the original edit was, or maybe just have somebody go in and make a smoother edit, you know? I think that, I've seen a lot of people complain like, oh man, give that girl some pants. But in the context of the movie, there's actually a reason why she chooses to wear the very short shorts. She does it for a joke and for a reaction. And you can see she very clearly makes that choice because she has the option of her traditional Harlequin one piece. So I thought that that was kind of cool and kind of in character. I know the writers chose it because they want everybody to look at Harley because she's hot. Whatever, that's fine. Deadshot was dead on, and Will Smith playing him was really awesome. I think most of the characterizations were really well done. I think that, Amanda Waller is smaller, but they got an actor that could play the character right. And so I don't care. there are times when you want physical accuracy And there are times when you want a really good actor, and you really have to, you have to make a good, a balance of those things. And, you know, Viola Davis was, you can't get any better than that, really. I mean, there's very few people I'd cast over that. So I think that the casting was really good. I didn't have a problem with the Joker. I know a lot of people didn't like it. I thought it was great. There's a particular scene where he's shooting a machine gun and laughing up a storm, and that is classic Joker in my book. I think it fit the way that they were telling the story, and it's a lot better than what I expected it to be. So I didn't have a problem with that. I actually really enjoyed a lot of the things that they did. I think that I haven't seen Superman versus Batman, or Batman versus Superman, whichever one it is. But the few pieces of Batman with Ben Affleck that I saw, I really liked. And yeah, I enjoyed this. So as a Harley Quinn fan, I enjoyed it. The relationship between Deadshot and Harley Quinn was perfect. You know, the mission that they're on was nice, because it's not something that I've seen before. Cause I've seen, you know, I've read a bunch of Suicide Squad comics, and I've seen the animated stuff, and I don't think that this was ever one of them. I think this is my favorite incarnation of Killer Croc. Tech likes the Arkham game Killer Croc. That's also a really good one. But he's definitely much better than Killer Croc in the animated series. So I'm just going to give you that. I think it was really good. I think everyone did a really good job. I don't understand the hate. I think that people are just so used to getting their franchises messed up that they just want to hate. And I think another part of it is that, you know, people, I don't know, they can't just let things go, you know? It's a comic book movie, and in every incarnation, it's going to be different. If you like the comic so much, go read the comic. But, you know, for an adaptation, yeah, I dug this, and I had a lot of fun. What I was surprised at was the amount of very little kids that were in my theater. And I know it's PG-13, so their parents gave them permission because they're standing right next to them, but I know that some of them are going to have some interesting conversations tonight. but whatever, that's their deal. So we're going to pair this with Pick and Mix. You know, when you're running to a movie or a party, or you're running around and you just don't have time to eat, so you run into a Pick and Mix and you grab, you know, like some candy and some nuts and whatever you can grab, just so that you're not eating garbage. I mean, the candy's garbage, but it's fun, right? That's what we're going to pair this with. We're going to pair this with, you know, your own homemade trail mix and a little bit of sugar, because that'll keep you up and running through an entire suicide mission. Ha! I made it match the theme. So that's that. And tonight was the last concert for the Tragically Hip. I did not go to one of the big screens. I went to see Suicide Squad anyway. And I was able to catch, I think, the third encore or the second encore before I ended up turning it off. I don't know. I'm not that crazy about watching concerts on TV, so it wasn't as exciting. I bet if I went to a screening, maybe it would be, or if I was actually there. You know, there's some hip songs that I really dig, and sometimes that I'm like, I don't even know what he's saying. He sounds like he's gargling marbles. But it's kind of an end of an era thing. It's really culturally important. So, yeah. So I saw a little bit of it. I got a little piece of history. Anyway, talk to you tomorrow.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.